Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about Las Vegas aliens in the backyard. That's correct, Las Vegas aliens in the backyard. And we're not talking about the kind of folks that are coming across the border down in Texas. We're actually talking about folks or entities or whatever they are coming from another galaxy, perhaps, another dimension. We just don't know, but this one is strange. I first heard about this story several weeks ago, I think when it actually happened. People had taken a picture where they said a craft had landed and left this impression in the backyard, like it's like in the sand. And it didn't really gain any traction, but recently, maybe after this latest whistleblower thing came out, it's hit the net in a big way. It's got some local news coverage, and then it's got picked up, and it's hit all these national papers. And it's an interesting one. You had what could be a meteorite coming down. It was caught on a police officer's body camera, like right in the area. But it's just a short blurb from the video. But from what I saw, it looks like this thing is kind of going, like waving back and forth as it comes down. Not like a normal meteor, right? Where, you know, where it just kind of comes zipping out of the sky. And on top of that, you know, when one of these rocks falls out of the sky like that, you're going to typically have a sonic boom when that thing lands, and it's going to leave a really, really big hole. I don't think this was a meteorite. It doesn't act like one. So anyway, that's on the body cam, and then shortly after that, 911 got a call from what sounds like a pretty agitated witness, and we'll take a look at that in a minute. But they're saying, hey, we're out here in a backyard, a UFO just landed, and there's two creatures. One of them's in this thing, and one of them's standing next to it, and they look like giant human-like creatures, but they're not. And they're describing them as 8 foot tall and 10 foot tall by some accounts. Now, that typically reminds me of the Bigfoot scenario, but he didn't describe them as Bigfoot. He described them as human-like. So we'll get into this. This first article comes from Wion News. .com. That's W-I-O-N news.com. As always, I'll have links over at the Buy Me a Coffee website. As always, thank you for the people that show the support over there, along with the folks that show the support at Spotify. Anyway, it says, body cam captures UFO falling from sky. Minutes later, family complains about aliens in backyard. And Las Vegas, it says, there's a dateline on this, June 8th, 2023. Now, you can go to the link there. Like I said, I'll have it on Buy Me a Coffee, and you can watch this video yourself and see what you think. In a video footage captured by the body cam of a Las Vegas police officer, a bright light was captured passing through the sky minutes before a resident called and reported about spotting aliens in the backyard of his house. So you have this video from the body cam of the police officer. It shows this light coming down. It looks to me like it's almost like a zigzag pattern. It's kind of the corner of the frame. Doesn't look like a meteorite to me. And then right after that, they get a call about, hey, we have aliens in our backyard. We have aliens in our backyard. Wow. A Las Vegas Metro police officer received a call from a citizen on April 30th at around 11:50 p.m. in Las Vegas, Nevada, before he briefly saw a bright light streak across the night sky, according to a report published by Newsweek. Now, you know, I want to just point out here how little traction this story got. And this is how, you know, and I'm telling you, I'm scouring the internet every day, sometimes for hours, you know, looking for good content. And this isn't coming up because you have one story will just take over the news cycle, and that's, you can go through 100 pages and that's all you're finding. So you can, even with the internet, it seems like the major actors, you know, the main street media, deep state, as you will, they're controlling in a large part the media. And so when people see this stuff, they need to do their own reporting immediately, put it on social networks that we can all see it. According to the police official, the unidentified flying object shined brightly and moved through the sky. The occurrence of this unexplained phenomenon led to a police investigation. A few weeks ago, it says, this is from the Twitter, and we'll go there and take a look at that in just a second. A few weeks ago, a Las Vegas Metro police officer's body cam captured a UFO falling out of the sky. A few minutes later, a family called 911 complaining about a 9-foot-tall non-human beings, and that's plural, standing in their backyard. So it's almost like this thing just popped in out of nowhere and showed up in these folks' backyard. It says, in an In an hour, the police received a call from a man who claimed that something had fallen from the sky and said that he can see two figures walking in his Northwest Valley backyard, according to the report. In the call, the individual claimed the figures to be, quote, aliens, and stated that they were 8 feet and 10 feet tall. He also claimed that they possessed big, shiny eyes and large mouths. There's like an 8 foot person beside it, and another one is inside it, and it has big eyes, and it's looking at us. It's still there, the caller said to a dispatcher. The dispatcher then questioned the man where exactly were these figures present on his property and tried to get more information. In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually, we're terrified, said the caller. Obviously, he's upset. They're very large. They're like 8 feet, 9 feet, 10 feet. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes. Like, I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes, and they're not human. They're 100% not human, he added. After receiving the call, the police visited the home of the complainant and sought details about the incident. They also informed them that their official also saw a bright, suspicious object in the sky earlier in the evening. And you watch that in the video, and the cop, he's stopping this, I guess, random person along the street there, and he's saying, hey, you know, normally I wouldn't even ask you about this. We got a report of aliens, but the only reason I'm asking you is because we do have video of something coming down and appears to be landing in this guy's backyard. So the cop is just as stunned as everybody else. Speaking to officers, the family again described what they claimed to see, as one of them called the suspicious creature as a big creature 10 feet tall. After the Las Vegas police informed the family about his colleague seeing a bright light, two members of the family also agreed to have seen something similar. In the body cam footage, one of the officers is seen trying to ask the motorists if they saw any unusual bright lights in the sky, while adding that it may come as a really dumb question. So he's not even believing his own eyes. You can tell he's just so shocked by this thing that he has to check into it. Now, I want to just briefly go over here to the Twitter post that they referred to in this article and see if we can get a little bit more information about this actual video. I'm going to go ahead and play a couple of these videos real quick and see if we can get some audio on this.
It's almost midnight on May 1st when a Las Vegas Metro police officer's body cam catches this, something flashing low in the sky.
911 emergency.
Minutes later.
There's like an 8 foot person beside it and another one's inside and it has big eyes and looking at us and it's still there.
Someone calls 911 reporting two large figures in their backyard.
No, I'm so nervous right now.
The 8 News Now investigators obtaining another officer's video as he's sent to the Northwest Valley home.
Okay, so I'm going to play that clip one more time just in case you need to turn your volume up to hear it. I know the volume might be a little bit low on that. It's only a 30-second, just a little snippet, but I think it's important.
It's almost midnight on May 1st when a Las Vegas Metro police officer's body cam catches this, something flashing low in the sky.
911 emergency.
Minutes later.
There's like an 8 foot person beside it and another one's inside and it has big eyes and looking at us and it's still there.
Someone calls 911 reporting two large figures in their backyard.
No, I'm so nervous right now.
The 8 News Now investigators obtaining another officer's video as he's sent to the Northwest Valley home.
Now, you can find it also on 8newsnow.com. I think they have it over there, 8newsnow.com. That's that local news channel in Vegas. I believe it's George Knapp's home station, maybe. Don't quote me on that. Anyway, I'll have the link at the Buy Me a Coffee website, 8newsnow.com. The title says, Las Vegas family claims to see aliens after several report something falling from sky, written by David Charnes. He says, a Las Vegas family claims something crashed in their backyard, prompting them to call 911 about non-human beings. The thing is, this time, several people saw it. So you have a mass sighting. On April 30th, around 11:50 p.m., a Las Vegas Metro Police officer's body camera video recorded as something streaked low across the sky. Several people across eastern California, Nevada, and Utah reported seeing the flash, according to the American Meteor Society. Now, that would make me think that it was probably a meteor going across the sky to be seen from that large of an area. But then again, it did seem to act pretty weird in that segment that's on the officer's body camera, almost like a little bit of a zigzag as it comes down. And no reports of a sonic boom in the area that I know of. The sources tell the 8 News Now investigators that it is likely something crashed into the yard, but exactly what remained unclear more than a month later. Drone video showed a circular imprint in the dirt. And you can see that picture from the Twitter link I put up there. It looks like, it almost just looks like someone took a, you know, it took a stick and drew a circle in the yard, but there's no tracks of people around is the thing. Secondly, I'm not sure this thing crashed, because if it would have crashed, I would assume there would have been some debris, maybe a hole in the ground. Maybe this is just a sloppy landing. I don't know. He says, sources tell the 8 News Now investigators that it is likely something crashed into the yard, but exactly what remained unclear more than a month later. Drone video showed a circular imprint in the dirt. About 40 minutes later, a man called 911 saying he and his family saw something fall from the sky and that there were two moving things in his Northwest Valley backyard. Nice. Notice he didn't call them humans. Okay, here they have the transcript from this call. Caller, there's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one is inside us, and it has big eyes, and it's looking at us, and it's still there, the caller told dispatcher. So you can see his speech is a little bit jumbled. He's trying to tell them that there's this 8-foot tall person, or basically we know now some type of ET alien, standing next to the craft and one inside of it. And that must be the 10-footer. The dispatcher says, okay, where is this on your property? Caller, in my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually, pause, we're terrified. Dispatcher, so there's two people. There's two subjects in your backyard. Caller, correct. And they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes. Like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes, and they're human. They're 100% not human. Wow. Could this be some sort of AIT entity that's just trying to morph into something that looks as close to as a human as it can? I don't know. The Metro Police call log the 8 News Now investigators obtained shows several other family members confirmed the sighting to police. So we have a mass sighting of the craft, and then another mass sighting of the aliens separately. The dispatcher sent two officers to the home to investigate. The 8 News Now investigators obtained body camera video from both the officers. Look, I don't think anybody's calling the cops about this and risking who knows what when the cops show up, possibly with guns drawn, to investigate what they don't know what they're investigating. Why would you do that? It's almost like volunteering a SWAT on yourself. They're lucky these cops were calm, clear, and collected. You know, their thought-wise. I think the cops did a great job on this. But, you know, sometimes things go wrong. Sometimes people call the cops over a domestic dispute, and there ends up being a tragic shooting of some sort. Whether it's the person calling, whether it's the person causing the trouble, or even if it's a police officer. So I don't think people are really calling the cops to their house unless they're finding it to be a situation where they desperately need help. And I think these people were scared. That's what I think. I think they actually did see something. And if they didn't see something and they called the cops for no good reason, wow, shame on them. It says, I'm so nervous right now, one officer said as he's preparing to drive to the house. I have butterflies, bro. Saw a shooting star, and now these people say there's aliens in the backyard. Officers arrived at the home at about a half hour after the 911 call. A half hour? Wow. Hello, 911. We have aliens. Yeah, we'll be there in about a half hour. What did you see? One officer asked a witness. It was like a big creature, one witness said. A big creature, the officer asked. Yeah, more than 10 feet tall, the witness replied. I'm not going to BS you guys. And this is the second part of the story where the cop has stopped this car. And he's asking people if they've seen anything. He says, I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky too, the officer said. So that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? So they've talked to the people in the backyard. They've seen this thing come down out of the sky, and they're so concerned about it that they're asking other bystanders or people in their vehicle, hey, did you see anything? The video shows one officer walking into the backyard to investigate, but Metro Police blacked out that part of his body camera video, citing privacy laws. This is where it gets sketchy for me. The video shows one officer walking into the backyard to investigate, but Metro Police blacked out that part of his body camera video, citing privacy laws. Since when would they care about that? So yeah, this is strange to me. The cops show up. You call the cops to come to your house. You call them, tell them, hey, I've got a couple of aliens in the backyard, and they're not the kind that are coming through Texas. These are actual aliens, 8 foot tall, 10 foot tall. The cops show up, and they go in the backyard, which, you know, kudos to the cops for showing some courage there. They go in the backyard to look for these aliens, and the police department tells us that they've blacked out the video of that because of privacy laws. All right, whatever. It says, I don't believe in it, but what I saw, I don't believe in it, but what I saw right now, I do believe in it, a witness told police. You guys seem like legit scared, so I don't blame you, an officer replied. Around the time, another witness told police they saw an SUV circling in the area. While one officer is investigating the backyard, a second officer is talking to neighbors driving by. SUV? Could it have been black, perhaps? As in Men in Black? This might sound like a really dumb question, but did you guys see anything fall out of the sky? An officer asked a passenger in a passing car. I would normally discount it as probably not real, but however, seeing as one of my partners said they saw it too, the only reason I'm investigating it, it's the only reason I'm investigating it further. Yeah, so one of his co-workers, another police officer, saw it. And, you know, police officers are automatically considered reliable witnesses in court. I mean, that's my understanding. So he's like, hey, something's going on here. Metro Police's investigation turned up no concrete answers as of Wednesday. While initially open for several days, the department has since closed the case. Oh, how convenient. The family said officials returned to the home over several days to investigate. Quote, hey, if those 9-foot beings come back, don't call us, all right? An officer said as he walks away from the house and back to his cruiser. Yeah, you can hear that on the tape. It's kind of cute, actually. Representatives from nearby Creech and Nellis Air Force Base said they were not involved in the incident and suggested contacting Metro Police. A spokesperson for the Pentagon did not immediately respond to questions regarding the event. No. It's weird that this thing just kind of sat on the back burner for, what, 5-6 weeks? I mean, this article I just read to you, it first posted yesterday, and then it was updated today. You know, why did this thing take 6 weeks, 7 weeks to hit the mainline news? And why aren't the police releasing the body cam video of the backyard? I mean, you see the people they're talking to. You see the cops talking to people as this meteorite comes down. I guess maybe they got their faces blacked out. I don't know. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, all right, and say, okay, this is just their policy. They're trying to be cool about this stuff. Maybe the backyard was a mess, and they had junk laying all over, and they didn't want to embarrass them. I don't know. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But it would be, you know, better, I think, if they would have just said, yeah, here's the body cam, here we are. Anyway, what a story. I mean, these are crazy times we live in. Maybe just this latest whistleblower coming out was enough for people to really start wanting to talk about this and not be really so embarrassed about it. Yeah, there's an article here. We'll just finish up real quick from The Sun. They kind of say, you know, basically the same thing. It says, this is from the ScottishSun.uk. Cops called to reports of 8-foot aliens with shiny eyes after mysterious blue UFOs film falling from sky. It's got a good picture of the UFO here. Doesn't look, I mean, they've captured this thing in a still. I don't see a tail coming off it like you would see with a normal meteorite. So I'm going to post this link to The Sun because I think they got the best picture I've seen so far of just a still of this kind of aquamarine colored blue UFO. Man, it kind of brings back some memories. It reminds me a lot of that crazy thing that I saw, that blue collar, that really kind of a mesmerizing light aquamarine blue. I can't explain it, but it's the strangest thing. A family friend frantically called the police after claiming towering aliens with shiny eyes had crash-landed in their back Garden. Shortly after a mysterious blue UFO was filmed falling from the sky, the terrified brood contacted authorities saying they had witnessed 8-foot extraterrestrials wandering around outside their home. And that's pretty much correct. Although most reports of alleged alien activity are laughed off by cops, one officer revealed he had also seen something strange. He was standing on the roadside in Las Vegas, Nevada, when he noticed a bright object streaking overhead in the night sky. The body cam incredibly captured the moment the UFO soared above him in the darkness on May 1st at around 11:50 p.m. Yeah, they've got a couple excellent pictures here from the Scottish Sun UK site. Like I said, I'll go ahead and post the link. The cop's body cam incredibly captured the moment. Several people across Eastern California, Nevada, and Utah also reported seeing the flash, according to the American Meteor Society. You know what? I got to wonder about that. You know, just meteorites come down all the time. Do we have to assume that this is the same thing? I mean, we see this UFO here. Clearly, to me, it's a UFO, not a meteorite. There's no tail on it. It seems to have kind of a zigzag pattern. The still camera, I mean, you see a clearly defined outline of this thing. Is that a meteorite? Couldn't we have a meteor, you know, zipping past the sky, noticed by people in California and Nevada and Utah at the same time that this UFO showed up? I mean, isn't that a possibility? It actually seems a lot more likely to me than this being the same exact meteorite that was seen. But it nosedived behind a row of houses and seemingly disappeared, leaving the officers believing it was simply a shooting star. You know, those things, I don't know, from my experience, they usually have a little trail behind them. And just 40 minutes later, Las Vegas Metro Police then received a call from a family claiming non-human beings were in their back garden. Well, so if the call came 40 minutes later, and it said that the police didn't show up for a half hour after they called 911, pretty fast response time, I guess. It says, a panic caller explained it appeared as though two spooky figures were roaming around. They said there's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one is inside, and it has big eyes, and it's looking at us. It's still there. Man, I wish these people would come forward and do some interviews. If you're out there listening, by all means, leave a comment, and we can have a conversation. In my backyard, I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually, we're terrified. They're very large. They're like 8 feet, 9 feet, 10 foot. Yeah, they're terrified. Nothing about, you know, exchanging email addresses. No kumbaya. No one's getting the cure for cancer. They're terrified. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes. Like, I can't explain it. And big mouth, they told the dispatcher. Sound like some oversized grays to me. They have shiny eyes, and they're not human. They are 100% not human. That's your emotional intelligence at work. You know, the human being, we can spot an AI from a mile away in most cases. This is some strange stuff. Two officers were sent to the scene to investigate, with one admitting he had butterflies amid the dual reports of a UFO. You know, people are starting to become more and more aware of this stuff, I have to tell you. And of course, it goes on and says the same thing the last article said. The case was closed after several days, although it still remains unconfirmed if the two incidents were connected. Well, you know, it looks like it. The Las Vegas family said officials have returned to their home multiple times to continue their probe. I think these guys are curious. I think these guys know something. Maybe they've been put on to, you know, to the case by the people in the black SUV that was circling the block. Really? Black SUVs circling the block just at the same time this thing comes down? I don't know, man. Was this something that's interdimensional? Was this something that got out of the skunk work somewhere and somehow ended up in this place? Who knows? We'll keep an eye on it, though. And until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.